This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. House leader Kevin McCarthy is getting closer to victory in the grueling, hard-fought struggle to become Speaker of the House. House members plowed into the 14th vote lead Friday night on their fourth day of voting. 15 of the 20 conservative holdouts switched to McCarthy on the 12th and 13th rounds of balloting, but he was still short of the majority he needs to win. In remarks on the House floor as Congress reconvened Friday night, North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says lawmakers should ignore those criticizing the prolonged effort for a speaker.
Talking heads have labeled this chaos and a mess, and some would call it shambolic even. But it's called democracy. And this is a hallmark of a free society where every voice and every vote counts.
McCarthy told reporters as he arrived at the Capitol, "We're going to shock you." Mali's junta leader on Friday pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic row.
Mali sentenced 46 soldiers to 20 years in prison on December 30th. Three women among the original 49 who had already been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. Ivory Coast and the United Nations say the soldiers were flown in to provide routine backup security for the German contingent of the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Mali's junta had branded the troops as mercenaries. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
White House announced Friday a new $3.75 billion military assistance package to help Ukraine and its neighbors on NATO's eastern flank as Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds on. This is VOA News. A 38-year-old retired NASA satellite is about to fall from the sky, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Earth Radiation Budget satellite, known as ERBS, was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Most of the 5,400-pound satellite will burn up upon reentry, but some pieces are expected to survive. NASA says the chance of wreckage falling on anybody or causing injury is about 1 in 9,400. The Pentagon says it's expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours. But California-based Aerospace Corporation is targeting Monday morning, give or take 13 hours. Its track passes over Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the westernmost areas of North and South America. I'm Norman Hall.
Global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oils were the highest on records last year, even after falling for 9 months in a row. Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors have driven up inflation and worsened hunger worldwide. The UN Food and Drug Agriculture Organization said Friday that its food price index dipped in December. AP correspondent Ed Donahue on a new Alzheimer's drug.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug that modestly slows Alzheimer's disease. It's called Leqembi, also known as lecanemab. It's designed specifically for those with mild or early stage Alzheimer's. Dr. Sam Gandy at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital says it focuses on amyloid material that builds up in the brain.
There's a particular type of amyloid called the oligomer that's especially toxic or especially poisonous. And lecanemab is targeted toward that particular most toxic species.
The delay in cognitive decline brought about by the drug likely amounts to just several months.
We don't know what rate they would have progressed if they hadn't gotten the medication. So it's in terms of whether the drug buys them 5 months or so, it's hard to know how people can relate to that.
There can be side effects. Leqembi is a rare success in a field accustomed to failed experimental treatments for the incurable condition. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Migrants and asylum seekers fleeing violence and persecution in their home countries have increasingly found that protections in the United States are available to those with money or the savvy to find someone to vouch for them financially. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a massive expansion of humanitarian parole on Thursday for Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans that is reserved for those who have a financial sponsor for 2 years. It is modeled on a measure announced in October to admit up to 24,000 Venezuelans with financial sponsors and turn back anyone who crosses illegally. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.